Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out.
I'm Kimberly Snyder and welcome to my Thursday Q&A show where I answer your questions every single week. This is really fun for me because I love connecting with you and hearing what is on your mind and what you would like to know. So let's get to this week's questions.
Hi, beauties. This week, we have a very special treat for you. We're going to air a few recorded Q&As I did in Philly and New York City. I wanted you to be able to share in the interactive experience we had at my East Coast Radical Beauty speaking tour. Without further ado, here's the show for today.
It was right from the garden, and they didn't have running water, so everything wasn't scrubbed and sanitized. And they also didn't have utensils, so everything would get on their hands. And they would actually eat some of that soil that was on the vegetables. And this is so beautiful to me that we live in such close contact with the earth. We actually eat the earth every day. And this is actually how our ancestors also got B12, by the way. So soil-borne organism probiotics, SBO probiotics, I'm really passionate about because it helped me so much and so many of my clients, and some of you have tried them already. It's based in the soil, it's literally like eating the dirt. And I've spent so much money on probiotics, and a lot of times the things that you're buying don't really work. It's really delicate and it's refrigerated. You may not be getting through your stomach acid, where we need it to implant is in the gut. And then from there, it starts to proliferate and really heal everything, dysbiosis, candida, all kinds of things. And then everything starts to work better from your gut. So that's what the SBO probiotics are based on. Go on and on. I've been writing about this a lot lately. I'm really obsessed with them, if you guys can tell. I just want to say one more thing, and then right from here, from NYU in 2009, I found this really interesting. A team of researchers for the first time went into a very remote tribe between Venezuela and Brazil. And this tribe is one of those places in the world where they've actually been living the same way for a long time, an estimated 11,000 years, and they haven't had much contact with the modern world at all. So this team of researchers went in and actually took fecal samples. Lovely thought, right? But they took their poop to study it and they went back. And what they found was about 50% more biodiversity of the bacterium in their stool. And these people are, again, living in contact with the earth. They don't have running water. It's the SBOs. It's this sort of mix of how we were meant to really live. And they don't have, you know, the high incidence of all these different iterations of IBS and depression, all these things that we know now are really closely connected to our gut. So it's a very powerful thing to do is eat dirt. And I've been doing it for a while now, and I love to share it with you guys. So I think we have some here. You guys can check it out on KimberlySnyder.com. But I just want to say I don't advocate taking a lot of stuff, because when you take a million different supplements, your body has to break everything down and digest it, and there's a lot of potential toxicity in that. But a few things help everything work better. And one of them is the SBO probiotics. So I take two in the morning, and then stillness. So something like we just did, some type of meditation practice. You could do it before the hot water with lemon. Having that moment, I call this with my clients, you know, the 3 minutes. I have a lot of people that say to me, I don't have time to meditate in the morning. And I say, well, you know, actually, you're probably one of the people that needs it the most. You know, the people that are already like being pulled outside of themselves first. Just try it. You know, when I was up all night with Bobby, I would do it a lot when I was breastfeeding. Now I get up early and I do it before he wakes up. You find ways to make it work. It's everything. It's reconnecting with the center. Didn't you guys feel so good when we were just breathing and being a couple minutes ago? So you can go back to that every day, that realignment, whatever your practice is. We actually have free meditations you guys can download at KimberlyCenter.com where I talk you through. You just download them, or Deepak also has meditations. Paramahansa Yogananda teaches Kriya Yoga meditation, which is what I also practice. Or there's TM, there's a million different forms. But whatever it is to you, having some type of centering practice. And then the next step is going back to nature again, glowing green smoothie, which is the whole food. Not juice first thing in beauty detox, because we want to go back to nature. We're still in that period where we're in cleanse mode, and the definition of a cleanse is the toxin actually leaves your body. And so the fiber in the glowing green smoothie helps to chelate, it binds to the heavy metals and the toxins, and helps escort them out. It regulates your blood sugar levels, I doesn't have extra calories. People always come into my shop, Lovio, and say, oh, well, what has more calories, the smoothie or the juice or this and that? And it's not about the calories. It's really just helping to keep you full naturally without obsessing over tiny portion sizes and feeling good and giving you sustained energy, as well as all the antioxidants and minerals and enzymes and vitamins and everything that we need to nourish our beauty and our health in a really deep way. So a question I get a lot from, especially guys, my beauties on the East Coast is, oh, winter's really long here. You know, I don't know about bringing that in the winter. And to that I say, remember, we're starting with something warm. We're starting with a hot water with lemon. If you feel really cold in the morning, you can also add some sliced ginger, which is an amazing food, which helps to enhance our metabolism. It also warms the body. And then if it's winter and it's really cold, I don't advocate drinking the glowing green smoothie icy cold. What I would do when I was living here, when I'm traveling somewhere cold, is I put it out first and I let it warm up a little bit closer to room temperature. So it's not cold, right? But we still want to have this, this really efficient way of getting all this nutrition in year round. And it's like the amount of greens you would have from eating five salads, but so much more, because blending is an amazing way to pre-digest food. And most all of us, I don't know anyone who chews well enough. One of the programs I did, there was like a chewing class, and it talks about how mastication you need to chew down to a certain level before you're actually splitting open the cell plastic wall and getting the full nutrition from greens. And it was like, it would ding a bell when it was time to swallow. I was like, oh, I swallowed like 30 seconds ago. I can't chew this long. This is crazy. So the glowing green smoothie, again, is a really efficient way. Everything's blended. It's going right into your system, and it's giving you all that energy. And then, depends when you wake up, how you work out. If you work out first thing, maybe you have glowing green smoothie afterwards. I know some of you beauties work out at like 5 in the morning. Melise and Mel and Good have a lot of information about different fitness places and fun trends here in New York. Some of them are early, depending when you get to the office, or sometimes you have a glowing green smoothie and you work out later, and maybe afterwards you're hungry. And here's where there's variance and body constitution and individuality plays a part. You could have a power protein smoothie. You could be like me. I do yoga in the morning, and afterwards I want something I can like eat and hold. So I have a gluten-free avocado and sprout wrap. I have oatmeal, something warm again. Soup, whatever it is. There's lots of different things that we can do afterwards, but that's the core morning routine, which I really want to put a stake in the ground and say, this dinacharya, this rhythm, do the same thing over and over, and that's how you get a lot of long-term benefit. Hot water with lemon, SCO probiotics, meditation, glowing green smoothie. Okay, so you do that, and then there's variance, and then you go about your day, and then you're in a much better place, body awareness, you start to get lighter, you start to be more attuned. Oh, you know, I thought I was wanting that, but I'm actually feeling this, my body's telling me to eat this. You know, I'm actually hungry now, I'm not hungry. It's amazing how many people say to me, I don't know when I'm really hungry. And I don't know what I'm gonna want to order. So I'm gonna order what my friend is eating over there. So this whole, again, it's so integrated and so deep, you guys. It goes not just into the physicality, but into our emotional, spiritual, mental aspects. And we start the day off in this amazing place. And that's how we start to show up in the world. And it's really bad when I don't have a clock. I can just keep talking to you guys till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But we do have time frame here. So there's a million more things I want to tell you guys, but remember, with Radical Beauty, we really have a practical lifestyle manual that you can go through. There's a lot of tips, and of course, there's a lot of information on KimberlySnyder.com. Every week, I'm writing those blogs, putting out 2 recipes a week. So you guys, you know, come in, tune in. I'm always here for you guys to answer more questions if you don't get to them tonight. On the Facebook Lives, I do answer a lot. On the podcast, by the way, if you guys see Caitlin, Beauty Inside Out, Caitlin is our amazing community manager who gathered all the questions from you guys. We'll do the Thursday Q&A together. Thank you, Caitlin, for being with us. So yeah, there's a lot of resources for you guys beyond tonight. So I really want to support you guys. We're all on this journey together, and things will come up, or you'll wonder, or you'll say, oh, well, this, but what about this? So just come into the community. We have so much. You can ask a question on social, on Facebook, wherever, but seek us out, find me, because I want to support you guys. Okay?
Thank you.
So thank you guys so much. Last time we have no questions, you guys. Okay, great. So does anybody have any questions about anything we talked about or anything beyond what we talked about? Hello.
Hi there, I'm Sabrina.
Oh, I think that you're going to get real nice.
Hello.
Hi, Sabrina.
Thank you so much. That was fantastic. I think my question is, so I think all of us in this room are really committed to living better, fuller lives, growing. How do you maintain that balance of staying committed to expanding, living your root beauty, living your truth, but also coming from that place of self-acceptance and who I am here is enough, but I still want to be more and experience more. How do you maintain that?
Sure. So thank you so much for that question. I think that's a really important thing to bring up, that we come from self-acceptance, but it doesn't mean that we don't want to improve. There's nothing wrong with, you know, wanting beautiful hair or using beautiful products or anything. But like I said in the beginning, when we come from a centered place, the importance and the weight that we put on all the opinions and all the things on the outside world really shifts, and we're not just fluctuating on the opinions based on other people. So when we come from this grounded place and we have, you know, we step into our power, we can go into the jungles of Instagram and, you know, that see the ads and go all around and not come from this, like, I'm not as good, I'm not enough, blah, blah, blah. We can see it, we can have fun with it, we can enjoy. It comes from, it starts to shift into a place of, you know, wanting to live our fullest life versus coming from a place of lack. It's a very different distinction. It's a very important distinction. Instead of just thinking, I'm not good enough, I have to fill this or look better or lose more weight. It's like, oh, I love myself, I own my beauty, and now I just want to expand and grow. And I know the more my energy expands, the more people I can help. But it's not about trying to fill in a hole that's, it only comes from that self-acceptance. So yes, beauty detox, we're always growing and shifting and expanding, and there's nothing, there's no like good, bad, this is, that adds that, whatever. It's just really how we approach things. It's a whole different paradigm shift. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. If you guys shout long enough, I mean, loud enough, maybe we can hear you.
So, put it
on your mic too.
Okay, I have a question. Hi,
can you guys hear her?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Okay, that's
fine. Hi, Kimberly.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Lisa, and I love you. We read your book.
Oh,
I am a
show.
Yay!
We read your book, and we recommend it to all our friends.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
So, I have two questions. My question is about, what about blood type? You never talk about the blood type and the type of food that you're supposed to eat. It depends if you are positive or negative, or is it, you never talk about that. And also the salad. We love the salad, all the greens.
Mm-hmm.
But when you eat your greens, do you eat the soup after or before?
Okay.
Because I read the book twice.
I love this. This is a real beauty.
Okay, I read the book twice, so I know what I'm talking about.
So thank you so much for your question. Thank you so much for being in the community and sharing. I love that. Love being with you guys. So first question I'll address is the blood type question. You guys can look back where I wrote a very comprehensive, specific blog addressing this whole thing. So it's not in the books, but it's on the website. So I don't want to spend too much time on it because it's very in-depth. But I will say that no matter what blood type we are, we still have the same GI tract. We still have the same organ constitution. We still have the same liver. We still have the same kidneys, so on and so forth. So I believe that when we look at, when we use biomimicry, which is looking at similar species and they have an ideal diet, for instance, we know that our squiggly wiggly digestive system, our GI tract, is very similar to gorillas and chimpanzees. And so we know they eat a lot of plant food and there's a wide surface area to catch, you know, through the villi to catch the nutrition as it goes down. So I think that there's an ideal, like a sort of general ideal for different species, but within that, then we all have different bodily constitutions. but I don't think that it's as simple as saying, I'm type O, I should eat more meat, da, da, da. I'm type A, I should do this. I think it depends on where our ancestors came from. Again, there's so many different genetic and individual factors that if, like, for instance, I'm really sensitive to gluten, you know, for whatever reason. And some people I know, some of my family members, friends, eat gluten and they're totally fine. So there's individuality within it, but I don't think saying, oh, I'm A, I need to do this, I'm O, I need to do this, it doesn't resonate with me. I will say that a lot of people say, oh, well, I follow them and I feel so much better. If you look at the actual recommendations, and I have read the book, you'll see that each of them is actually, like, in general, a big improvement. And a lot of, you know, it's like, take out the refined food, take out the processed foods. So in general, when a lot of people come into that, they're improving their lifestyle in general. It's not necessarily because they're eating for their particular blood type. But I encourage you guys to go back into the whole blog because I really go into it. Your second question about soup and salad, it really it depends on the constitution of the soup. But if it's like, you know, general sort of liquid broth soup, I would always have that first and sort of let that go. And sort of the concept of having too much liquid while you're eating food, it becomes that stagnant pond in there. And then afterwards, especially if it's an entree salad and it has like quinoa or avocado or, you know, heavier components, that's generally how I would order it. But if it's like a stew soup and that's sort of like a thicker, like a thin vegetable soup, yeah, you could do that first. You could do that first, and you could have the salad afterwards, and it's chewed really well.
Okay, thank you.
And it's great. It's a great question because there's a lot of soup and different iterations and recipes and beauty detox that I think are really fantastic. And soup is so high in fiber and digests really well. One thing I just want to mention really quickly is I have an exciting program for you guys coming out in September called the 30-Day Roadmap, and it's a meal planning program. So it's like, we surveyed and thousands of you guys responded, which is amazing. And it's actually like four real people that are really busy. And so the meals are like 15 or 20 minutes. And it's like, make this batch, chop it up, use part of it for lunch the next day, and then freeze half of it or use it next week. So it's like really practical. We're getting in there. It's a natural way to slim down and build up your skin. So it's video coaching. You guys get videos from me every day, and there's a lot of material. So it's sort of like walking your hand through and like really integrating beauty detox. So I'm excited to be working on the recipes. Yes, love.
We're all so busy, it's common to feel overly stressed, which can lead to constipation and bloating. But those issues can easily be alleviated by cleansing out your digestive system. That's what Detoxy Plus does and why it helps you reduce bloating and puffiness. Go to detoxy.kimberlysnyder.com to learn more and get yours today.
Hello, what's your name?
Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. I wasn't expecting so much insight and, you know, beyond nutrition. I haven't read the book yet, and I'm so excited to read it. So
amazing.
I actually have two questions if I have time, but the first one is back to your example, going to that bathroom out in that Hollywood party. And actually throwing in a stat in there that I'm a nerd about stats too. One in five Americans actually have mental illnesses, mental disorders. And when I heard you talking about this example of you going into the bathroom and using that letting go technique and really diving deep and using that technique and letting go and kind of feeling those emotions that came up during, you know, because of that woman asking you that question. You know, it takes a lot of willingness to do that, I think. It struck me, at least, for me, it would take a lot of willingness, a lot of strength, a lot of courage to do what you did, to go to that bathroom, to kind of take that time out for yourself. And with people who have these kind of, to go back to the stat, with people who have these kind of disorders, where their minds aren't quite connected maybe to the love and light that we, that is always hopefully there available to us. What, do you have anything to say about that or thoughts about that?
Yes, so thank you for bringing that up. And again, for me, it was when I started learning about this technique, because I had tried so many things and talking with my friends and talking to some, you know, counselors and things like that. To me, it was like a window into how I could really start to release in a deeper way. And you're right, it was, and something's really triggering. And I use that example because it was so deep for me and my shame in my childhood. But it's really about awareness and seeing like, oh, why does this bother me? So again, there's people that have, you know, specific conditions that are, you know, more specific, or they feel, you know, there's things that they have to do or ways that they need to remedy that specifically. But I will say, I started doing this technique with very small things, and it sort of brought me into the way of awareness, which is really what it's all about. It's like, you know, when I talk about casting the light on the cave that's been in darkness for 10,000 years, and Carl Jung talking about the shadow side of ourselves, it's tied in with meditation in a sense. And I, you know, not everyone's connected to the light and the love, but the more we sort of cultivate that and take time in the morning, you know, hopefully every day, and start, you know, sort of aligning, it does start to get a little bit easier to release from thoughts and to actually feel what you're feeling. Because a lot of people, this is, you know, why a lot of people don't know why food cravings and the reason we eat things, and we do eat our feelings, we do all these kinds of things because the thoughts are running. Think about when you're scared, how many thousands of thoughts can run through your head and keep you awake at night. So it does take a lot of courage to actually feel something, even if it doesn't feel good. But I think even just being aware that this is a way that you could actually release things is beneficial. And then you can start slowly or go on your own journey. You can certainly you know, cultivate it at your own pace, just like food, and make it individual for you. But you know, it's there if it works for you. I always want to share what works for me. So it's a powerful technique. It's not the only technique, but it's one that can be really helpful.
And can I ask one question?
Sorry. Fair to realize we have time for like 2-3 more, so we should make sure. Sorry, thank you. I loved your book. I'm trying to start The Blossoming Beauty.
Amazing. Tell me your name.
Sophia. And I'm here today because as soon as I saw that you're speaking, and I just had to come. What would you say to a woman per se that has to relearn how to, I guess, live for herself again after raising kids and working long hours and doing everything that mothers do, who has to now, because of health reasons, like begin a program, or, you know, how they feel like, is it too late? Can they undo the damage? What would you say to a person like that so she can begin?
So thank you so much for your question, for being in the community. So I just want to start by saying that it's never too late. The body has this amazing capacity to regenerate and to heal and to grow. And whenever we start, what's so amazing is when we start to clear out, we're creating all that space and that circulation and that oxygen, and we can see tremendous benefits at any moment. So whenever you want to start, your journey starts today, amazing, and we support you, and I congratulate you for having the strength to, you know, the courage to really care for yourself now. Because I get it, like when, you know, especially women and we're moms and we're sort of living and really being the caretakers, and now we start to say, okay, it's my time to take care of myself. So I would say when you step on and you say, okay, I'm gonna start beauty detox or, you know, meditation, whatever the program is, I want you guys to remember that it's this mantra I say, progress, not perfection. We don't strive for 100%. Because 100% is scary and rigid and I think unnecessary. So it's like a whole lifestyle. So we're trying to do our best, but what really matters is progress. So we say, oh, you know what? I'm so motivated today. I feel good and I did it. But then, you know, the next day I kind of went back to my cheese cravings or whatever it was. And we take some steps back. But then the next day, okay, I started my hot water with lemon. So it's not about being perfect. We strive for making forward progress. perfection again is what throws us off. Because it's like we're either on or we're off. We're doing it or we're not. And it's not about that. This is a long-term lifestyle. And that's how we start to see the benefits, is what we really practice long-term. So again, just doing the hot water or lemon, taking a couple things that make sense to you, like trying some of the recipes, trying the glowing green smoothie. Just do it at your pace, and you can start at any point. You can start at any point, any pillar of radical beauty as well, if the sleep is what you really want to target, or learning to meditate, or learning more information about exercise or whatever. You can just start there. So make it authentic to you, but remember, and wherever you start, whenever you start, it's about forward progress. And it's your body will regenerate, everything can heal and grow, and mentally and spiritually. It's really powerful.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for sharing. Remember, we don't get to the questions, you guys. Always on Facebook Live, always on the podcast.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, tell me your name.
My name's Courtney.
Nice to meet you,
Courtney. You too. My question is about meditation. And I just want to know, how often are you devoting time to meditate in terms of envisioning to manifest versus connecting with Source?
Oh, amazing question. Amazing question. Paramahansa Yogananda talks about this quite a bit. And this is sort of tied into, I'm going to talk about this idea of affirmations, which if you guys are doing detox power, I talk about as well. When we connect with Source, when we integrate, when we come into wholeness, then we align. Yoga really means this union. And we then have access to unlimited potential, because we're so much more than what we, this boundary of our skin, what we think. We're really connected. We tap into these infinite resources. So it's really important that we take that time to connect. So for me personally, most of my meditation practice is in that connection and bathing in that feeling of expansion, like I sort of did with you guys, expanding the light. Most of my time is that. And then when I'm in that stillness and I feel aligned, then I start to think about manifestation and creation. That's when I do my affirmations, because I'm not in this limited place. I feel that unlimited power. So for me, and Yogananda said this as well, if you really want to manifest, first connect with infinite Source, God, the universe, whatever word you want to say, and then you have unlimited resources. It's very important. So I would do it at the end of your meditation practice.
Okay, guys, let's end the podcast. It's time for our last question.
Okay.
Okay, who really wants it? Okay. And if anybody's question wasn't answered, as I always say as well, you can go to kimberlysayer.com/askkimberly and we'll review your question and hopefully it's about the next show.
Yes, on Thursday, Q&A show with Caitlin.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Beauty. Tell me your name.
Oh, God, I'm going to cry. Okay.
My name is Shannon. Thank you, and Kay. I went up to her. I feel bad. Like, I've never met her. I was like, Kay, it's me. And I was like, oh, I listen to the podcast. I'm just rambling. Okay. My question was, you mentioned a lot about how our ancestors would eat the dirt and the earth and having that connection with the earth. And I've been reading Radical Beauty and just connecting with the earth is such a powerful thing for us. Something I wanted to ask you about is this thing about consuming clay, or how do you say it again?
Diatomaceous,
I can't pronounce it. Diatomaceous earth and fossils, or like bentonite clay. I wasn't sure what your opinion of that was, because I do take the SBOs, but I don't know if the clay is something that needs to be a part of like a regimen. I just wanted to get your opinion if there's benefit to that.
Sure. So thank you so much for your question. I've covered in the podcast, and you can go back again for no way limited time, talking about some of these sort of trends that have come up, like eating activated charcoal and the clay, and sort of they play a very different role in the SBO probiotics, whereas eating the dirt, there's a living mix of bacteria, which is coming in and sort of nurturing our whole body, and we were meant to eat it quite closely. It was interesting this morning, I was with this South African gentleman doing some work, some writing with him, and he was talking about when he grew up in South Africa, he would see all these gardeners and people around them, and they were purposely eating some of the soil. It was like, interesting that it's something that's really been part of our natural genetic rich history. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but I will say that specifically with the charcoal and the clay, I would say it's not necessary for everybody's body type. It depends where you are in your health journey and your specific goals, and not all of those things work for everyone, right? It's like taking psyllium husks to bulk before you've really gone in and cleaned things out. Otherwise, you're just bulking up all this matter, and you're not going in deeper, right? So check out the podcast, Caitlin. And I'll direct you. You can search for that. And I think we took it and put it into a blog. But I address those specific things. Whereas SBOs, things like eating the soil, are, you know, very important for most everyone to take. Some of those specific things don't work for everyone. We don't need to spend our money on them, and they might not actually be the best for our body. And there's a lot of those things. I'm constantly addressing like these new fads and trends that come up, and it's important. I want to talk about it with you guys and share. Along those lines, I want to say lastly that I really encourage you guys to take 80 minutes of your life and watch What the Health, which is a new documentary on Netflix. It's trending. I'm thrilled that it's on the homepage right now. I have a little part, and I'll wait to say hi to you guys, but the whole thing is amazing. It's talking about the connection. One of the things it talks about is the connection between health organizations and big food business. So I just want to say briefly, one of the things that came out a few weeks ago was about the AHA, the American Heart Association, saying, oh, saturated fat is bad, including coconut oil. Yeah. So they weren't calling out coconut oil specifically. They weren't referencing any studies in conjunction with it. But it sort of got picked up by USA Today and made this big controversial story, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just look back for a minute and look at it in a more wider perspective. First of all, one of the sponsors of the AHA is National Canola Oil Council. So they're giving them money. This is sort of like when I did a Good Morning America segment years ago, and I talked about what I thought were really innocuous tips, like giving up diet soda. And the next day, the ADA said, you can't say that. We recommend diet soda to our diabetes patients. They wrote a letter to GMA, and I was like, oh. Then I looked, I was like, oh, Coca-Cola sponsors the ADA. Oh, okay, I get it. So this happens, and we say, oh, well, why are they saying this? And we see that, oh, there's a sponsorship with canola oil, and then there's actual specific research about coconut oil. And it's MCT, that's medium-chain triglycerides, which are very different than long-chain fatty acids, which tend to be in beef fat and different fat. It's just different stuff. So we did I am doing a blog on this, and we did a podcast. Yeah, so much content I'm putting out for you guys. But anyways, back to What the Health. I just think it's a really great eye-opening film, and I really encourage you guys to see it.
Thank you.
So thank you guys so much for coming. One of our other tips for supporting guys, more than one more thing to talk about, more than a podcast and Facebook Lives and social. So thank you guys again so much for coming, and thank you guys.
Just a quick announcement. Remember, we just have time for a signing and a picture. So if you have questions, like Kimberly said, please Facebook them.
Yay, thank you guys again.